Okay, so what we're talking about tonight is, some of the things that we've done in the class, just to recap. We've mainly been using Reiki to find answers to your questions about your next step. And the next step is, personal. It's not necessarily professional. It's personal, what's happening for you. And it's an ongoing question. You will always be asking, what's my next step? I know watching my father-in-law at 90, he's still thinking about what's his next step and taking that next step. So it's an ongoing question. And so our hope in this class was to give you the tools using Reiki to discover your own answers, to be able to find a way for you to think about your intentions and actually develop conscious intentions, things you're thinking about that are important to you. Those can be spiritual, physical, mental, emotional. They can be at the spirit level. They can be at the personality level. They might be about a business. They might be about, saving the world one person at a time, playing music, sharing our gifts in the way that we share them. So we started off with intention on how to use Reiki tools to develop your intention. We did intention mapping and automatic writing, which I'm going to have you do some more tonight. We learned about journeying for yourself, created your vision intention board. And we've been really working with the concepts of listening, active listening, divine listening, listening with your ears, listening with your heart, listening with your whole body. And how do you do that using Reiki? You also practiced owl eyes. How do you expand your vision and your perceptions on a whole different level? How do you listen at a whole different level with an increased expansion? We also did journeying for others and talked about the interview process with that. Still, since we really practiced that in this class, I've noticed in my sessions that, always when a person can't quite get to what they want to share, I can always go to, what do you want to let go of today? And they go, oh, And it's 100% of the time a different answer than I expect to hear. And so I also ask the question, what do you want to bring in today? And so you guys have been asking each other that when you were journeying for each other on the tables and starting to see what those effects of those two questions have in a session. They're also true for you. What I have noticed with Holy Fire Reiki is that it focuses way more on what's being brought in than what's being let go of. Although what's being let go of is still always a part. It's still there to help us identify what is it that we're looking at, and then what is the solution for what we're looking at. So then we also talked about intuition and starting to really understand your personal style of intuition, because your personal style is unique to you, and everyone has your style. And I just believe there are so many misconceptions about what intuition is and how we should experience it. That was where we brought in the topic of the eight clair senses and the idea of clairvoyance, clairaudience, the different ways that each one of us might perceive information and inner guidance and intuition, so that you can start to understand how you hear. One of the other things that I talk about a lot with that sounds applicable to, particularly for you, Kim, is how to do it in the on the fly in the busyness. Because sometimes that's what life is. It is busy, and realistically, you know, you're in the middle of the thick of it, and it's tough to say, okay, now I'm still. okay, I'm still. So, you know, it can...
Vibrating higher today.
Yeah, I'm feeling my consciousness way up there. So we started to talk about that also, you know, with the experiences of that red rubber ball. Like giving you an idea. We did the exercise with the strawberries, you know, tasting those strawberries. And what does that taste like? To start to give you guys a greater awareness of how you are accessing these answers to your questions. Through listening, intuition, and Reiki specifically can give you the skills that you need, the tools you need to develop the skills to be able to hear at a deeper level. And the intuition does get powerful. We just had a fun one the other day with her friend getting married, and like out of anything I needed to do was not to make enchiladas all weekend. But that's what I did. And so her friend called and she was all worried about feeding people because we're going out to Oral Hole for the whole weekend and all the people are going to be there for the whole weekend. She's like, how am I going to feed all these people? And she said, well, my mom...
mother spent her weekend making enchiladas for your wedding weekend. pans.
I can't tell you how compelling it was. I have to go to Costco. I went the longest way possible to get to Costco. It took me 45 minutes. I hit every bit of traffic possible, and it's like, I'm going to get the enchilada stuff, and that's what I'm going to do. Like I say, last thing in the world I had time to be doing, but I was so compelled, and then her friend called, and this was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. What about all the food? Uh-huh. Like, well, I happen to make it. So anyway, the next thing that we want to talk about is you've been developing your conscious intentions. Now, conscious choice. Because in manifesting, you're going to be making choices. One of the things I heard in all of your story is the flexibility to follow the guidance that's coming through. Even if it's frustrating, even if it's slow, even if you're having to navigate through your priorities, mm-hmm. when it's completely successful, completely out of what you thought was going to happen, what you planned to have happen, what you knew would happen when you were starting the process. Because that's also a part of it, is that flexibility in the unfoldment of how your answers to your questions, to your prayers, your intentions are actually revealed to you. So tonight we are going to go on another journey. And I was listening in the invocation because it was also, even though it's similar to how it always is, it was highlighted to me. You too, you could hear the highlights in it of that really going into that true self. Like recognizing that true self. And Sehe Ki in particular was very highlighted. Mm-hmm. And Sehe Ki as one of the main avenues to that conscious choice, to being able to understand that conscious choice. So we're going to use automatic writing again. So everybody's familiar with that, where we're going to take you into the meditation. And then we'll go into silence at a time. I'll give you specific directions of what to start writing. And I like the automatic writing because it's coming from your heart and your mind kind of mixed. Both things are active in the automatic writing. So we're actually going to spend some time on what are the obstacles that are in your way? And what are the restrictions that you're facing? And Maybe they are material, and maybe they're spiritual. That's what made me think, Mary Kay, with you, with the unconscious, you know, or the collective unconscious. You know, those restrictions of that collective unconscious are so powerful. So allowing yourself to kind of go into your heart and let through the automatic writing have the opportunity to write down what's in your way. And maybe what do you want to let go of? Also, you know, if there's a problem, you know, where are the solutions? So after you've had some time in the automatic writing of the obstacles, the restrictions, problems, however you want to identify them, then we're going to go into that higher self, higher consciousness, to the place where divine solutions reside, conscious choice resides, and then we're going to bring them back into your everyday thought process of how are you going to apply them in your practical world. So some of those answers may come through tonight. Some of them may come in after tonight. But that's the journey that we're going to go on. And I'll be guiding you, but I'm also going to leave you in quite a length of silence at different times. And you can use automatic writing for it, or you can just retain the information, however that works best for you. But there will be opportunities for you to be in silence in the journey about your obstacles, and then rising to a higher level out of the problem and into the solution. Okay? So any questions about that? Anything you want to add?
No, let's just get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need to.
Okay.
I'd rather have more time for the experience and the training.
Okay. All right. So everybody,
listening.
Everybody, any questions from anybody else or anything? Okay. So everybody, get comfortable. Yeah, absolutely.